I think a game like tonight is where you learn more about yourself, and you learn how good Golden State is and how hard they are to guard, and you know, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry coming off screens and pick and rolls, and you know, there's some things where I think we can build off of that we did well, and there's some things that where they got away from us that we need to improve and work on. I think our bigs, you know, they do so much for us defensively. You know, just what they can do out on the perimeter to help our guards, make life more difficult for you know, the opposing wings and point guards, is to be commended. And I think you know, it was a great atmosphere. And you know, we'll learn from tonight. We'll be better after tonight.
You said you learned something about yourself.
Well, you know, I think that the attention to detail, how important it is, and how much, you know, the focus that it takes to beat a team like this, and whether it's, you know, getting back in transition. Like I said, we made a lot of mistakes. Every night, both teams always make a lot of mistakes, and you want to be the team that makes the least. And, you know, we got hurt in transition a couple times. We got hurt in a couple of pick-and-roll situations. And those are the ones where we need to improve and get better. And then obviously the attacking and getting to the paint and getting to the free throw line and being the aggressive team on that end of the court, you know, I think is something we can learn from and be better and take the positive from that.
Second half, particularly the third quarter, you were very good, at least offensively. What did you see there? Any adjustments you made? What did you do better?
No, we didn't make any adjustments. We kind of just kept playing. And I think a couple guys off our bench in the second half were very good. You know, Dennis Schroeder, I thought, really had some big baskets and some big plays. And obviously Mike Scott got loose and made a couple threes. And you know, but it really started at the beginning of the third quarter. We got a 10-point lead. But, you know, they score so quickly, they cut it to three just, you know, like that. And, you know, then Dennis and Mike made some plays. And it was a great game, guys making plays on both ends of the court.
Steph struggled in the first half. You guys did a good job locking him down. Was there anything particular you did at the outset to kind of slow him down?
I mean, he commands a lot of attention. You know, we're not any different than any other team. We're, you know, throwing as much as we can at Steph Curry and Klay Thompson both. And, you know, you feel for maybe a brief stretch you may be able to limit them. But, you know, they're so hard to do it for 48 minutes, and he got away from us in the second half. But, you know, I think, like I said, our guards are good at the point of the ball, and our bigs, I think their ability to come out on the court and play and defend, you know, it makes us, gives us a chance against some guards like that.
You touched before the rising amount of free throw players that seems to throw up in the area. Would you rather that not happen, but as long as they shoot these kind of percentages, and you're 36% from the top free throw shooting team, where you got to be pretty happy with that?
Is that below what they normally shoot? I mean, I'm assuming they're so good, but it is, you know, we'd like to get the attempts down, but if they are shooting them and we can hold them to a low percentage, you know, that's kind of the next best thing. And these guys, they just spread you out and they shoot so many threes. It's really hard. But I think, you know, our commitment to our closeouts and our contests were good for the most part.
Touched on the atmosphere. Certainly had that big game feel. How much did it help you guys tonight, do you think?
Yeah, you know, the crowd and the atmosphere was very good for us tonight. And, you know, I think it helps you when you go on a run and gives you a little bit of extra juice. If the other team makes a couple plays, you know that you've got the crowd and the energy to, you know, kind of fall back on a little bit. And we appreciate the support. It's great.
What kind of seven-game series do you
think? I don't think one bit about that.
Mike, you got a rebound, but you got 13 steals in the game. I mean, that aggressiveness, is that really compensate for nights like tonight when you're not doing the blocks?
Well, our activity and our ability to create some turnovers is, you know, like we kind of keep talking about, as long as we're doing it kind of within the concepts and within the principles, you know, we're really stressing activity and hands, and hopefully that's what's leading to, you know, some of the turnovers and steals. And, you know, we got to keep getting better on the boards, and everybody commit to it. I thought Kyle had some big defensive rebounds in the second half, and our guards, Jeff, went up and got one. In the first half, I thought we're just kind of getting out, ready to run, play run and gun, and we got a rebound first.
Well, they had 19 offensive rebounds, and somehow he held them to 14 second half points. And just, you talked about the bigs earlier, they just weren't getting bunnies. I mean, they were relentless.
Yeah, you know, I think there was such a battle inside that, you know, whoever came up with it was going to be hard to then, you know, go and put it back in. And I think they do a great job of finding their three-point shooters, too, after offensive rebounds. you watch it on film and they get boards and they're looking for threes and kickouts. And so, you know, hopefully we're finding shooters and getting to those guys.